Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 23 of Life Lean In. Today's topic is what should I do first to make my day the best day ever? There's a guy named William H. McRaven. He was a U.S. Navy admiral, and he's most known for leading and coming up with the strategy and execution for taking out known terrorist Osama bin Laden. Of course, Osama bin Laden was the mastermind of the 9/11 attack, September 11th, 2001, when they terrorized the U.S. And so Admiral McRaven, again, he was noted for being the mastermind for taking Osama bin Laden out. So the guy knows some stuff about leadership, about teamwork, about conquering some incredibly important things. After he retired from the U.S. Navy, Admiral McRaven became not the president of UT. He was at my alma mater, the University of Texas. I think he was the chancellor. I don't know what the exact title was, but he was over it all. And so he's a great leader. And he led a commencement speech once at UT that was titled "Make Your Bed." Now coming out of that speech, he actually wrote a book called Make Your Bed. And in this book, he suggests that if you want to change the world, start off by making your bed. Now, I think that's incredible. I think that's awesome. He suggests that this is what he's saying. He suggests that accomplishing this first task of the day will give you a sense of pride and accomplishment to take on the rest of the day. I love that. I think that's so awesome. I think this is great, and I agree. However, I want to add a little nuance to it. And as I'm doing this, I want to kind of laugh at myself for a minute and also be honest and say I'm not saying that I know more about leadership than U.S. Navy Admiral William H. McRaven. I'm not suggesting that I'm a better leader than him. That's not what I'm doing. But I'm adding a little nuance to what he said, make your bed. Like doing the first thing to have that accomplishment done to really set you up for success, have that sense of pride. My nuance to it is, this is a little different. He suggests doing something small first. And I think that's great advice. However, I want to suggest, and in my own experience, that really doing the hardest, biggest thing first in my day leads to having a great confidence for the rest of the day. Like if I have that mountain, if I have that thing that, man, I'm procrastinating it. I'm afraid of it. Whatever it is, if I do that first and dominate and get it, it's done, man, the rest of the day, nothing can stand in my way. Like I can get it done. I all of a sudden I have this monstrous sense of accomplishment. Like that thing that I was afraid to do, afraid to start, whatever it is. I did it. I did it first. And now I have the rest of the day with this unbelievable sense of pride. I agree with Admiral McRaven that doing that small thing first can give you a sense of accomplishment, but man, nothing can give you that sense of accomplishment than taking that mountain that's in front of you. And so I want to suggest doing that thing that you're dreading, making that phone call, paying that bill, writing that paper. Come on, college students. You see, I've found in my life that I procrastinate the hard stuff, and I'm sure there's many more like me out there, or maybe I procrastinate the intimidating stuff. So why not do that first, man? Get it done. If that's on your list, man, just do it. And the rest of your day will seem so easy, and it'll seem like the best, most dominant day of your life. Make your bed. I think that's fantastic. I think it's a great thing to do. I think it does give you a sense of accomplishment and pride. Make your bed. How about make your bed? Then go take that mountain. You can do it. What is your mountain? Is it that hard conversation that you need to have with your husband or your spouse, your wife? Is it setting a budget? Man, I dread it. I procrastinate it. But man, when you do it, it's a mountain and you overcome it and the rest of it is awesome. Is it making that phone call to that family member or friend who really hurt you? I get it. I totally get it. When you're able to share open and honest feedback or maybe, hey, this hurt me when you said this, I get it. That is not easy to do. But man, when you do it first, when you make that phone call, when you get that done, man, it's like the weight of the world has come off of your shoulders. Make your bed. I think that's fantastic. I think it's good to do first. But man, then go after that mountain. We all have mountains. What is yours? Is it closing that big deal? Are you afraid to make that phone call, to schedule that meeting, to close that business deal? What is it for you? What is that mountain? For some of you, it could be getting help to overcome an addiction. Make the phone call. Tell that friend or family member that you need help. Man, do it now. Do it first. Take that mountain. Stop procrastinating. Man, spiritually speaking, the Bible says that God takes what we do first and he blesses the rest. It's the principle of the first. And I promise you that he'll be with you if you ask him to be. And he'll give you courage in the face of fear. God will give you strength when you don't have it. He'll give you faith that can move a mountain. So what's your mountain? Make your bed? I think that's fantastic. But what if you took that mountain? The rest of the day would look so much easier and better, and it'll be the greatest day of your life. So do it. Take that mountain. You can. I believe you can. And as always, I hope this is helpful. I'm cheering you on. Let me know how I can help you take that mountain. But remember, we can't do it for you. I can't take your mountain for you. It's your mountain, but I believe you can conquer it. Share this episode with a friend if it's helpful to you. Leave a comment. Share what that thing is that you're procrastinating or that thing that you need to get done. And I'll even comment back. I'll cheer you on. I'll help you get there. Subscribe on our YouTube or Apple Podcasts. Man, we have this on Spotify. Wherever you digest this content, if it's helpful, subscribe. Again, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your feedback. Let me know what's helpful. As always, we are not perfect. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. But we can get better. So never stop learning. Never stop growing. And keep leaning in.